3 years into the Milwaukee Archdiocese bankruptcy case, church leaders have come forward with a reorganization plan they say will provide lifelong therapy for abuse victims, help for victims that want to sue the church's insurance company, and $4 million to be divided among those with eligible claims. Archbishop Jerome Listecki says no amount of money is satisfactory to abuse victims, but he says the church would go into the red to make the payments.
We will be in debt, so it will not be a plan where suddenly, oh, well, they're solvent. We're right now insolvent.
But abuse victims say the $4 million would be split among the 570 people still in the bankruptcy case, meaning everyone would get about $6,000. The Survivors Network of those abused by priests says the amount is far smaller than the half dozen or so other church bankruptcies in the U.S. Milwaukee resident Monica Barrett, sexually assaulted by a priest when she was 8, says the offer is abusive.
It is much like being raped all over again, because we have had to fight for decades to even get to this point. And now he looks at us and says, I'm sorry, we're out of money. Well, you know what? I don't buy that.
Barrett noted she was standing at the edge of the Archdiocese headquarters in St. Francis, a property thought to be worth several million dollars. A federal bankruptcy judge in Milwaukee will now consider the reorganization plan. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.